Last time we started discussing the sugya of Salek, the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, what happens if you have a tarobus of min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino, the vasachas? Right? You have, let's say, a chafichas nevela. The case in the Gemara happens to be discussing tipas cholov, shenofla lachaticha, it's basa b'cholov, but let's just talk simple. Let's say you have a chatichas nevela that falls into a kedera with chatichos iser, with chatichos sheros, chatichos shel heter, and with rotev of heter. So you got your chatichas iser, piece of iser, and now it's falling into a kedera of heter, but there are two parts to this kedera. There's a part that's mino, with the basa, with the iser that's falling in, and there's a part that's she'eno mino. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that min b'mino lo batel. So at first glance, even if you have shishim in the kedera, shishim in the she'eno mino to be mavatel the mino, to be mavatel the effect lach b'lach of the iser mino, but the reality is you have a tarobus of min b'mino as well, and that's b'mashu, that's not going to be batel. So l'chora there should be a problem. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, there's a special din that's called salek. Salek means take it away, ignore the tarovis that's going to have a bad din. First be mavatel the iser in the tarovis where it will be batel more easily, and that bittel will now help you for the second tarovis. That's the rule of salek. That here you can be mavatel the iser lach belach. Again, we're talking about that you'll throw out the piece of meat. You're not going to eat the meat. Or maybe he holds the meat itself is batel berova. We're not talking about the meat here. We're talking about the effect of the meat. The lachas of the meat is going to enter min b'mino into the other meat, the meat that's kosher. It's going to enter min b'she'eino mino into the rotu of the kedera, to the potatoes, into the other items that are she'eino mino in the kedera. So he says, salekis mino kemisha'eino, ignore the tarovis of min b'mino. First be mavatel the iser min b'she'eino mino. And what do we need to be mavatel that? For that, shishim is enough. Shishim is more than rov, but let's say we have shishim. So you'll be mevatel the issa min b'shen amino, and once the issa is nesvatel min b'shen amino, then it won't aser min b'mino, because it's kemishaino. Once it's kemishaino, it disappears, it doesn't exist, so that it's not going to aser min b'mino. That's the Gemara. So comes the Rashbah, and said, you know, we can apply that according to the Chachamim as well in the reverse direction. The Chachamim hold that the bittel of min b'mino lach b'lach is more kal than the bittel of min b'she'eino mino. Yeah, they both happen to require shishim, but the bittel of min b'she'eino mino requires shishim on a daraisa level, if you hold tam ke'ikir daraisa. But the bittel of shishim min b'mino, according to everyone, is midrabanan. It's more lenient. It's the same, but it's on a lower level. So the nafka mino will chap. Let's say you're talking about nishvach. Right? If you have a taroves of mino and min b'she'eino mino, you have the issa that falls into the kedera, where it has both chatichos of heter, and it has other elements, rotev and potatoes and other things that are b'she'eino mino. So according to the Chachamim, if it's nishpas, and now there's a sofek whether you had shishim, so if there's a sofek whether you had shishim, if you assume tam keker daraisa, then we have to be machmi regarding the tarovis min b'she'eino mino, because that's a sveka daraisa. But regarding the min b'mino, the chi of shishim is only the Rabbanan, so there we can be Mekel. So if we can be Mekel mid the Rabbanan, then we'll go back to the Daraisa that you only need Rov. So in the case of Nishba, because Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula tells me that you don't need Shishim, what emerges is that according to the Chachamim, by Min B'Sheino Mino you'll need Shishim, but for the Tarobus of Min B'Mino you only need Rov. So we can say Salek. Salek as She'eino Mino Kemisha'eino. Ignore the Tarobus of She'eino Mino. Not ignore the Tarobus of Mino. Ignore the Tarobus of She'eino Mino. Mino rabo lovo mavatlo, and now the min b'mino minatoris batal berov. You'll be mavatel the chatichas iser berov, and then it won't aser b'she'eino mino. Right? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, we said salek es mino k'misha'eino. Comes the Rashba and says aliba de Rabbanu, we can say salek es she'eino mino k'misha'eino, and the bittel berov minatorah min b'mino is going to solve the problem for the terovas min b'she'eino mino. That's what the Rashba suggested. So we pointed out the Shach had a kasha. Shach said, what's the dinyan? There's no comparison between the two cases. Bishlam, if you're going to say Salek es mino. So the pshat is, once you deal with the issa min b'she'eino mino, then it's kemisha'eino taka. If the tam is not nirgash, the tam ha'issa is not nirgash, so it's never min ha'olam, it's like it doesn't exist, the whole thing disappears, so then I understand that min b'mino is not b'mashu, because there is no issa anymore. Right? There's no issa to speak of, because it disappeared completely. But how's that going to help you in the other direction? How can you say salek as she'eno mino k'mi she'eno? Let's put the tarov of mino she'eno mino on hold. Let's ignore that taros for the moment. Let's first be mevatel the isim mino mino, and once we're mevatel the isim mino mino, then we're home free. If we're mevatel the isim mino mino, then the isim disappears and it's not going to ask the b'she'eno mino. How does that work for the shach? Bittel berov min bemino doesn't make it kamisha eino. It still is there. It's just you're allowed to eat the chatichos because we can follow rov. It's not kamisha eino. So if it's not kamisha eino, it still exists. So then min b'she'eno mino, you'll still have a problem. Pile ployim for the shach against the Rashba. So we pointed out that the Taz answers that the shach got it wrong. That bittel berov min bemino is not as linan basaruba. It's not just the hanhaga ba'alma that we're allowed to eat the chatichos because we can assume that every ma'is achila is a ma'is achila of heter. No, it's like the rush. He doesn't quote the rush, but that's basically what he's assuming, that the isur is nefach lios hater min bemino yavesh v'yavesh. So if the isur is nefach lios hater, so then it's taka kemisheino. Right? It's not that it's kemisheino, but it's hater. Right? The isur turns into hater. So now when we go back to the tarovus of min b'shein amino, there's no problem because it's hater that's being nosen tam into the enomino. So it's not going to ask him. It's very, very easy, says the Taz. The same rule that we apply once we're mevatel the isim min b'she'eno mino, that it's kamisha'eno, we can also apply to tarovas min b'mino, it's also kamisha'eno. So once it's kamisha'eno, then it's not going to ask min b'she'eno mino. This was the teretz of the Taz. So we just pointed out that it works out well according to the Taz, because the Taz, again, the Taz is trying to explain, Rashba, right? Not trying to explain a Rosh. So the Taz's approach to the Rashba is that he really holds Minat Torah like the Rosh, that the Isser is Nefach Lios Heter, Min Bemino Yavesh V'Yavesh. Midrabanan, there's a Chumrah that you shouldn't eat the Chatichos B'Vasachas. Midrabanan, the Rashba held, Midrabanan, there's a Chumrah that the Isser is not Nefach Lios Heter. Treat it like it's Aslinan Basaruba, like it's just a Hanhaga Ba'alma. But Minat Torah, the Rashba really agrees with the Rosh. So in this situation where we're invoking the din daraisa, we're saying that min b'mino, since it's only a suffix, really you only need rov. So if you only need rov, we go back to the regular rule that min b'mino, this is nefach lios heter, and then it's kemisha'ino. It's very good according to the Taz. But the problem is the Gaon in the Bir Agra didn't understand the Rashba like that. He thought that the Rashba and the Rosh argue me'ikar adin on a daraisa level. That the Rosh denies issa nefach lios heter, even on a daraisa level. He holds Minat Torah, Aslina Basaruba, that it's just a Hanoga Ba'alma. So if that's how the Gaon understands the Rashba, it's not going to help us over here. If this is not Nefach Lios Heter on a Daraisa level, so then we haven't answered anything, because the Issa still exists. It's just Aslina Basaruba tells me that you are allowed to eat the Chatichos, but the Issa is still there. So he said that the Svilat Tzadik wants to suggest that maybe the Rashba is right, but as we explained, it's the Rashba is right v'lav mitameh. The Svilat Tzadik explains that maybe in this case, Yitaka don't need shisha min b'sheino mino, because the tam ha'iser is not nirgash in the tarobis. You don't taste tam ha'iser because really you're tasting both tam ha'iser and tam ha'heter. Because it's the same tam. It's the iser is nisarig min b'mino with the heter. So the tam, the taste that you're perceiving, that you're feeling in the tarobis of Mim B'Shem is not just from Isser, it's also from Heter. And perhaps we can say that the din of Tam Keker Daraisa only applies if you're tasting the Tam Isser in the tarobis. If the Tam Isser is Nirgash in the tarobis, Minat Torah, you need Shishin. But here, if you're tasting both the Isser and the Heter, so can you really say, I'm tasting Isser here? You're not tasting Isser, you're tasting Isser and Heter. You can't really say that you're tasting Isser. So in that case, Midir Rabbanan, you need Shishin, but it's not a din Daraisa. If it's not a din Daraisa, then the kasha never began. Right? The kasha never began, because if it's not a din daraisa, then you should only need rov over here. We can go back to the daraisa that you need rov, and we're talking about a case where you know you have rov. It's a suffix where they had shishim, so the whole kasha never began. That doesn't seem to be what the Rashba says. The Rashba is invoking salek. Salek means we're using the din bittel of both tarovas, and it's just we're ignoring one tarovas initially, and then we're applying the bittel of the first tarovas to the second tarovas. According to the Svila Tzadik's Svara, we're not applying the bittel of one tarovas to the other, it's just we're saying the whole din of Tam Ke'ikar in this context is not daraisa. The Shach offered a different approach. He said maybe the Rashba never meant to save the tarovas min b'shein amino, he only meant to save the tarovas min b'mino. He's just saying that don't think because the tarovas min b'shein amino was so problematic in this case that it's going to ruin everything. No, be misalek that tarov. Don't worry about that tarovus. Be mevatel the issa min bemino. At least min bemino, it's not going to asa. You have a bittul berov, so the chatichos etter are not going to be nesser by the chatichas issa. But he never meant to say that we can save the tarovus min b'sheino minu as well. Okay, that shach is shot in the Rashba. It's not just stam an answer to justify the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the psak of the Rashba. It's trying to explain what the Rashba actually said. But it's pilei ploim, it's not what's mashma in the Rashba. The Rashba is saying saleg, just like Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, we say saleg to say both Tarovis, and so too, Aliba de Rabbanu, we can apply saleg. It sounds like he's saying to apply saleg to save both Tarovis, and so Shach is a nice idea, but it's Ikka Chosim and Asefer. We don't see that in the Rashba. So what's Pshat if you hold like the Biragra that the Rashba Me'ikar Adin is Cholik on the Rosh? The Rashba holds that in a Tarovis of Min Bemino, we don't say the Isser is Nefach Lioseter. So how can you use Salek to create a Din Bittel Min Bemino and then apply that to Min B'Shen Amino? The Rav once suggested in a major Yesod. This appears in Rav Shech the Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon in Simen Chafei, and in the Shiurei Harav in Simen Ayin He. Rav had a major yesod here about Bittul B'Shishim, and based on this yesod, he tried to explain the sheet of the Rashba and many other things as well. What did the Rav say? He said you can look at the concept of Bittul B'Shishim by a tarovus of Min B'Shein Omin Olach B'Lach in one of two ways. One way to look at it is to say that even though the Isser is Nisbatel Berov Min B'Shein Amino, but there's a new halacha that by Min B'Shein Amino, since the Tam HaIsser is Nirgash in the Tarovas, physically you can taste the Isser in the Tarovas. So the Torah requires, if you say Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa, the Torah requires of us to be Misalik the Tam HaIsser. Now even though there's a Din Bittul Berov, there's a halacha that Bittul Berov always is Mevatel the Isser. But by Min B'Shein Amino, Lach B'Lach, since there's a Tam HaIsser that's perceptible, that's Nirgash in the Tarovas, the Torah requires Nochadin, that you need Shishim to be Mevatel, to be Mesalik, the Tam HaIsser B'Mitzias. That's one way to look at Shishim in the Tarovas of Min B'Shein Amino. That's the simple way. Right? The simple way. Bittul B'Shishim. Tarovus lach b'lach min b'shein amin. What's the nature of this din bittul? So one way to look at it is that it's to create siluk tam ha'isa b'mitzias. I have a bittul b'rov. I definitely have rov heter in this case, but Rov is not enough, because since the Tam HaIsser is Nirgash in the Tarovus, I need to be Mesalik the Tam HaIsser B'Mitzias, that's why I need Shishim. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that maybe the Bittul B'Shishim is not to get rid of the Tam HaIsser. That's not the goal. But rather, whenever you have a Tarovus Lach B'Lach Min B'Shein Amino, the Torah obligates you to have a stronger Din Rov. Normally, a simple rov, a simple majority, is enough to be mevatel iser that's nisari beheter, like by yavish b'yavish min b'mino. Bittul berov is sufficient, but here by min b'shein amino, the Torah obligates you to have a stronger rov, a greater rov, a greater rov. It just so happens that what kind of rov does the Torah require of you? It says shishim. Why shishim? Because in most cases, since the tama iser is takam mistalik, the iser is nosing tama into the heter until there's shishim. So the sheer rov that the Torah gave for min b'shein amino is shishim. But it's not to be misalik the tama iser b'mitzias. That's not the goal. But rather, when you have a nesinas tama, when you have a tarovus of lach b'lach min b'shein amino, somehow the Isser is more chashiv. Isser is more chashiv. It has a greater impact. A tarovus of yavish yavish min b'mino, the Isser is on a certain level, and rov is sufficient. A regular rov is sufficient for that. But b'tarovas lach v'lach mimishen amino. The iser is more chashuv. Why is it more chashuv? Well, normally it is no sin time to the tarovas. It's more chashuv. So the Torah obligates you to have a greater rov in order to be mevatel that iser. Rabbi Shechter pointed out that we find a precedent for this. This idea that sometimes you need a stronger rov. He says, l'mashul, when it comes to bezdin, so by dinei mamonis, we have a bezdin of three, and we paskin based on rov, that two out of three, if two out of three paskin a certain way, so then we assume that the bezdin is paskining in that direction. By dinei nefashos, the halacha is that if you're paskining l'schus, right, if you're paskining l'schus, so then it's enough to have a majority of one. Right? 12 can paskin, you're talking about a bezdin dinei nefashos, it's a bezdin of chav gimel of 23. So if it's 12 against 11, l'schus, then that's okay. You can be mezakeh someone with a simple majority. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, matan al pishnayim l'chova, that if you want to be mechayev someone, then you need a stronger rov. You need a shnayim l'chova. So you can't paskin with 12 against 11. You would need no less than 13 against 10. It's matan al pishnayim, but it's never going to be shnayim. It's going to have to be at least three, because it can't be equal. Right? You can't, right? There's an odd number of dayonim. So if it can't be 12 against 11, it's going to be 13 to 10. That's the way it has to be. Because you need a more powerful rove by dinei nefashos. So there too, you see that even though you have a rove, let's say 12 say that the person is chayev, he's chayev misa. The Torah says it's not enough. There are certain situations that are more chamer, and you need a more powerful rove. So zok the rove, in this situation, in the case of tarovas lach balach, mimbashen amino, Torah tells us that you need a more powerful rov. It's not that you need shishim in order to be masalga tama isa b'metzias, but rather shishim is like a more powerful rov that you need, because in a case of mimashen amino, the tama isa is there. Because tama isa is there, the Torah tells us that you need a stronger type of rov. But the goal, right, is simply to have it's midin bittul b'rov that you need shishim. It's a sheer rov yoser gadol. Now, if I were to suggest this to you, you'd say this is like pie in the sky. Like, what are you talking about? Isn't it poshut that the reason why you need shishim is because you need tzilas tam esav and metzias? You got to get rid of the tam. That's the whole point. The point is mimbashen amino. You taste the tam of the issus, so you have to somehow remove that tam. So you need shishim in order to be mevat of the tam. What's the second of what? What are we saying? The rov comes off to say such an idea. So the truth is, even before I show you Shitos and Rishonim that are mashma like this approach, the Gemara itself is mashma like that. Gemara itself is mashma. Which Gemara am I talking about? Our Gemara. Our Gemara, Daf Kuf Ches, is mashma that the Shia Shishim is not to be Masalat and Tamas and Messias, but rather to be Mevatel Berov. That really it's a Din Bittel Berov. It's just here you need a stronger Rov. The stronger Rov is a Shia of Shishim, but it's really a stronger Rov. Which Lashon of the Gemara am I referring to? It's not such a long piece of Gemara that we read. The Gemara about Salek seems to imply that the Shir Shishim is really Midin Bittul Berov. It's not Silat Tama Yisidim. It seems rather to Din Bittul Berov. Which word of the Gemara implies that? Look at the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches and tell me which word implies that. Amar Rava Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, go ahead. Which word? Rabba. Rabba love mevatel. Did you think about this as you read the Gemara? The Gemara says salekes mino kemishena v'she'eno mino rabba love mevatel. It's not rabba love mevatel. It's mevatel b'shishim. It's not just rov. Rov is not enough. Rov is not enough. The she'eno mino is not marba love mevatel. It's mevatlo. It shouldn't say rabba olav. It should say v'she'eino mino mevatlo. She'eino mino mevatlo, and therefore it's k'misha'eino, and it's not going to be a problem. B'mino. What's this rabba olav mevatlo? So some, I heard someone had a diuk like this. That shows you like the rav. That shishim is really a din bittul b'rov. It's that you're marba olav mevatlo. You really have to be marba olav. You're being mevatlo mi din rov. It's just by mimbashen amino, you need a stronger rov, and the shear for that rov is shishim. It's mamash a glat diyug in the Gemara. Because if not, what does that phrase mean? Rubble of a mavatla? You're not being marbe. It's not enough just to have rov. You need shishim. So what's this rubble olav? No, apparently shishim is a rubble olav. It's like a bittel berov. That's certainly what it sounds like. So what's enough kamina? Where do we see this in the mefarshim? So the rov pointed to many different places where he thinks this yesod actually is found. Let's take, for example, a discussion that the poskim have regarding defining what is called mina, what is called mimbashenu. How do I define that? So the Ramah in Yerodei and Simon Tzadiches has a very important statement. If you have a packet 20, please turn and look on with me. Page 2. The Inyan min b'mino, azlinan basa shma, imushava avimim b'mino, avalo azlinan basa taima, imushava olo. So says the Ramah, to define what's called min b'mino and min b'sheno mino, we follow shma, we follow the name of the item, what it's called. We don't follow the tam hadover, the reason of the item, the reason, the taste of the item. We don't follow the tam hadover, the taste of the item, but rather we follow the shame hadover, what the item is called. Where does the Ramah get this from? It's actually a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Machlokas Abaye and Rav in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav says, Chamra Atiko Be'in V'Divrei Akol B'Nosin Tam. Let's say you have, we're talking about Yayin Nesach over here, so if you have old wine, aged wine, with grapes, aged wine is sitting with grapes. It's nosin tam into the grapes. You want to figure out, is it also? So the din is that yayin nesach min b'mino is lo botel. It's b'mashim. Yayin nesach min b'mino. So you have to figure out, is it min b'mino or min b'sheno mino? If it would be min b'sheno mino, it's botel b'shishim. But if it's min b'mino, then it's even b'mashim. Chumra. So chamra tika b'invi divrei kol b'nosin tam. Everyone says that chamra tika b'invi, if you have old wine with grapes, then certainly that's botel b'shishim. But chamra chadat be'invi, if you have fresh wine with grapes, Abaye omer b'mashu, v'rava omer b'nosin tam. Abaye says that it's b'mashu, meaning he defines this case as min b'mino. The Rava says it's b'nosin tam, it's min b'sheino mino. Abaye omer b'mashu, b'osetai mazlinan. Abaye says that we follow tam, and that's why it's b'mashu. We follow the taste of the item. That's what is b'mashu, because the fact is, chamra chadat of envy have the same tam. The grapes have the same tam as fresh wine. Right? If you squeeze the grapes, you make wine. Right? Grape juice, which turns into wine, but apparently he's assuming that fresh wine, maybe he means that grape juice is what's called fresh wine. Right? Grape juice is the same taste as the grape, by definition. Right? Zoktabaye, if it's the same taste, and that's called what? That's called min b'mino. And therefore, it's going to be b'mashu. Idi ve'idi chad taimahu. Havalei min b'mino b'mashu. V'rava amir b'nosin tam, basa shma azlina. V'hai shma lochod. Bavalei min b'shein amino b'nosin tam. And zokt rava, they're two different items, right? We call one wine, and we call the other thing grape. Grapes, right? We don't call the grape juice grapes, we call it grape juice. It's not grapes, it's a different shame. So Zabd Rava, since it's a different shame, we follow Shema, we don't follow Taima, it's Mimbashen Amino. If it's Mimbashen Amino, it's not B'mashu, it's going to be B'nosin Tam. Right? Machlokas Samaraim, whether we follow Shema, Azlinabasha Taima. Says the Ramah, Machlokas Abayin Rava, how do we pass him? So if it's Yal Kagam, one of the Yal Kagams, we pass him like Abayin. But this is not one of the Yal Kagams, so we pass him like Rava. So that means Basa Shema Azlina. So comes the Ramah and says, not just like by Yayin Nesach do we say Azlina Basa Shema, but by every Tarovis, even Tarovis, Isuva had to stam. Right? You have Besar Nevela, that's Nosin Tam, into Besar Shchuta, you have Basa Becholov, whatever it is. It's not just Yayin Nesach, but any Tarovis of Min B'Shein Amino. Tarovis Min B'Mino. How do I define what's Min B'Mino, what's Min B'Shein Amino? Says the Ramah, well, look at Rava. Rava Paskin is Basa Shema Azlinan, so Basa Shema Azlinan. So if two items have the same name, right, they're called the same thing, so then the Ramah would say that's called min b'mino. And it doesn't require shishim. Even if you're paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Keka Daraisa, it's enough just to have rov, because it's min b'mino. right? It would be enough to have rov because it's min b'mino. By nishbach, right? If it's not nishbach mid rabbanon, you'll still need shishim min b'mino. But by nishbach, you can be makel. So if you have two, let's give an example. Let's say you have roast chicken and cooked chicken, right? They're both called chicken. So according to the Ramah, if Basar Shema is linan, so then that would be a tarovus min b'mino. Even though they have different tastes, roast chicken and cooked chicken don't taste the same. So comes the Shach and says, I don't understand what the Ramah is talking about. How can you assume that Basar Shema is linan, that if it's the same shame but a different time, that we're going to assume it's min b'mino and we can be more makel? Right? That in the case of nishbach, it's not going to aser. It's not going to aser if you have rof. You don't need shishim. But shishim is only the rabbonan if the shame hadover is the same. The reality is we're following tam over here. We should follow tam. What's the lashon of the shach? You can see it. Tmiyani al mashakosav harav ulini mivaminos and basar shema. The daitu mushava bishma vagad loshav betana blame mivamina vasar midrabanan. Vim ain no shava bishma vagad loshav betana blame mishan amina vasar vasar minatora. Vachain nira mi divre marshal be aleph vav. Shin, what does that stand for? But Arsameh, the Marshal didn't write the Arsameh. That's not the Arsameh. That's Marshal be'iser v'heter shalo u'besifro perek yid hanosha sof simen lamed beis. The Marshal wrote the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, and he wrote a Sefer iser v'heter. So be'iser be'alev vav shin in the Shach always means be'iser v'heter shalo. It's talking about the Marshal, be'iser v'heter shalo. That's what it means. For in the vore b'chol haposkin v'lahochi min b'shen amino aser min ha-Torah ad shishim kem ed enos in tam. Why do you need shishim in atar by mimishen amino? That's because it's no sintam. Ulachi min b'mino deni no sintam batal min atar b'rov kideaz nem b'chol duchti b'aser ruba. The reason why min b'mino min atar is batal b'rov is because there is no tam. The reason why you need shishim in atar by mimishen amino is because there is tam. Dim kei nafochu. If that's the case, it's the exact opposite. Right? It's Purim time. For nafochu, it's mamish, the exact opposite of what the Ramah is saying. It's a function of the tam. If the tam is the same, it's min b'mino. If the tam is different, it's min b'shen amino. Because it's all a function of whether it's no sin tam. Demenu shava b'tayma afgav the shava b'shlom v'kem mikom okom kema the no sin tam b'hetav v'nefach ha'etav kula liyas isa. It's awesome in that Torah. Aye, Rava. But Rava, Mesech Tavod Azara, says basar shmaz linan. The Ramah is right. He's following Rava. What's the problem? So says the Shach, no, Rav is talking about what? He's talking about Yayin Neser. He's talking about Min B'mino Oliva de Rabbi Yehuda. In special cases where the Isser is B'mashu, if the Isser is B'mashu, then we don't follow Tam. If the Isser is B'mashu, we don't follow Tam. So if we're not following Tam to Asa, so the question is, do we define something as Min B'mino or Min B'sheino Mino? So if it's Shove B'shma, if it's shavim, if the two items are shavim bishma, then Rava is machmir. Rava has a chumra. If they're shavim bishma, then we say it's asur b'mashu. That's a chumra. But to say where the iser is all about tam, like by Tarova's min b'shen omino, to say that if they're shavim bishma, if they're different bishma, no. If they're shavim bishma but different b'taima, that's called min b'mino. Right, if the shav mishma, if you have roast chicken and cooked chicken, the shav and mishma, but they're different b'taima, that's called min b'mino, but it's no sintam. It's no sintam. So if it's no sintam, that should be a problem, because in a tarobas min b'shen amino, we're not asering min b'mino. It's not an isser mashu, it's an isser until shishim, and the isser until shishim l'chora is all about tam. So l'chora, if it's all about tam, then the hagdara, the definition of min b'shen amino, is a function of whether they're the same in tam or different in tam. But it's not a function of the shame hadara. What's the Ramah talking about, Fek Tishar? Till they apply him against the Ramah. That's the kash. So comes the Shach and says, l'maisa, he thinks that regarding tarovas min b'shen amino, if they're different in tam, even if they're shavim b'shma, we hold that it's min b'shein amino and taka min atari. You need shishim if tam ke'ekah the rice. What's the Ramah saying? What's the Ramah holding over here? Chorot Shach is right. Shach's time is right. the din bitul b'shishim in b'shein omino is a function of sila tama issa. You got to get rid of the tam. So if it's all about tam, then we should define min b'shein omino based on tam. If the tam is the same, it's min b'mino. Tam is different, it's min b'shein omino. Because if the tam is the same, it's not being nosing tam. Right, the tam ha'isur is not nirgash in teros, but if it's the tam is different, then of course it's nirgash in teros. So you should need shishim. So the Rama apparently is assuming like the mechudish dika approach. The Rama is assuming like the second approach that the din of bittul b'shishim min b'shein amino lach b'lach is not for sil tam ha'isur the mitzvahs. That's not the idea. It's that when you have a teros min b'shein amino, the Torah requires a greater bittul b'rof. It's midin bittul b'rof. It's bittul b'rov. It's not to get rid of the tam. It's that the iser is more chashuv min b'shein amino. There's a greater chashivas. And perhaps you can even say it has a greater chashivas because it has the ability to be no saint tam into the terovus. Okay, it has a greater chashivas. Because generally, it's no saint tam into the terovus. But the reality is, kach nemra halacha, the Torah says that you need bittul b'shishim, midin bittul b'rov. It's not to get rid of the tam or iser. That's not the goal. That's not the problem. So if it's midin bittul b'rov, the shita of the Rama is still a chish, but it begins to be palatable just a little bit. Now, if it's midin bittul b'rov, the purpose is not to get rid of the tam or iser. So even if I'm not going to get rid of the tam or iser, right? How do I define what's min b'shein amino, what's min b'mino? Maybe Taka, we define it based on shmo and not based on taima. The key is not the tam anymore. The key is, if it's a terovus and min b'shein amino, so the iser, if there's this clash between min b'shein amino, right? There's min b'shein amino, so the iser somehow is more choshev. If it's min b'mino, it's not so choshev. Not so choshev. It's not so different than the other item. So it's not so choshev, so it only needs a bittul b'rov. But if it's min b'shein amino, there's such a contrast between the two items, it's more choshev. How do I define the situation as having that contrast? So maybe we could say Rav is taka right. That if the shav and bishma, they're basically the same. So I'm not going to define it as min b'shein amina. But if they're different bishma, then I will define it as min b'shein amina. Right? If they have different shem ha'isa, if they have different shemos, so then I'll define it as min b'shein amina, and you'll need shishim over there. But the tam ha'iser is not going to be a stop. There is no different tam. It's not to be masag the tam. The shishim is not to be masag the tam. It's to be mevatel berov, the iser that's more chashuv. But if there's shav in bishma, maybe I'll define that as min b'mino. And even if taka the iser is no sin tam into the terobis, it's not a problem. Right? If it's min b'mino, rov is enough. The iser is not considered chashuv enough that it should need shishim. And therefore, rov is going to be enough. Again, the shita of the Rama is still a big chiddush. I mean, it's far hard for us to really accept the Rama, lahaloch. But according to the Rav's approach in Bittul B'Shishim, it's more palatable. Because once the goal of Bittul B'Shishim is redefined not as getting rid of the Tam Ha'isa B'Metzias, but rather as a din Bittul B'Rov, a greater sheer Bittul B'Rov, so then it's not a function of Tam. Defining what's min b'mino, what's min b'shein amino, perhaps that could be a function of shame. So if the two items are shavim bishma, so maybe that's not min b'shein amino. Even though the tam ha'isa is going to be nirgash, so what? But if they're shavim bishma, maybe they're similar enough that we'll say the iser is not chashuv. It's not chashuv enough to require a bittul b'shishim. If they're shavim bishma, we'll call it min b'mino, even though they're not shavim b'taima, and the iser will be no sin time into the hetter. No, but if they're shavim b'shma, they're similar enough that we won't require the bittul b'shishim. Bittul b'rov is going to be enough. On a daraisa. Okay, this is one issue that the Rav mentioned to prove this yisod. But there are other shitas that are more palatable for us that can prove the yisod as well. We pointed out that there are four basic cases of tarobis. Dine bittul b'tarobis. Right? There's Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino. There's a Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino. And there's Tarovus Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino and Min B'Shein Amino. Right? Four different boxes. So we said Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino Min HaTorah Batal B'Rov Mid Rabbanon. You need what? Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish? Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish? Anyone? Discuss it, but Rov. Yeah, you don't need more than Rav. Yavish b'yavish min b'mino. We assume the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rash, but that's it. So machlokas, how to understand the nature of bittul bro, but that's it. Midrabanan, there's no extra chumr. Yavish b'yavish min b'mino. The other contrast we had, right, was tarovis of lach b'lach min b'she'enu mino. So there, the Rashi happens to say tam keker d'rabanan. So he'd say shishim is only a chumr d'rabanan. But there are those who say that Minatari, you need Shishim, Rabbi Notam, and his school of thought. What's the din by Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino? I think when we drew the boxes, I sort of left a question mark weeks ago, before Yom Tov even, maybe. You know, let's draw the box again. Because here we're finishing a job. Let's say you have Min B'Mino and Min B'Shein Omino. Yavesh b'yavesh, achdo. So yavesh b'yavesh min b'sheino min min b'mino is batel b'ro. Period. Batel b'ro. That's it. Lach b'lach min b'sheino mino. Shishim. Excellent. You need batel b'shishim. Batel b'shishim. Rabbeinu Tam in Torah. Rashi Midrabanan. Lach b'lach min b'mino, what's the din? Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Lo batil. Right? Afilu b'mashu. We paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, right? Berov min ha-batil, berov min ha-torah. B'shishim midrabanan. Okay? That's the shot. It's very simple. The question is, yavesh b'yavesh min b'shein amina. What's the difference? Oh, and you can add, b'shishim over here, this is a gzeira atu min b'shein amina lach b'lach. That's the simple pshah, the rush, not like the ramen. Okay, not for now. Right? Okay, good. What's the din of Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Shein Omino? Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Shein Omino. Can you think of any reason to be gozer over there that you should eat Shishim? Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Shein Omino? You see, Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Mino, there is no gzeira d'rabbanan. It's batel b'ro, because what kind of a gzeira is this? What, even if it's lach b'lach, min ha-Torah, it's batel b'ro. It's what, you're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira? Atu lach b'lach min b'shein amina. That's jumping two steps. That's why you got to chart it out on the box. Right? It's a gzera l'gzera. We're not going to do that. But min b'shein amina yavesh b'yavesh, is there room for gzera? Sure. It could be gozer atu lach b'lach min b'shein amina. Okay, so the fact that it makes sense that you should need shishim. It makes sense that you should need shishim. But what's the question over here? Is it the rice? That's the shot. Right? There's no question you're going to need shishim over here. Question is it the rice or is it the rabbi? Who addresses that issue? That's the Shach. Exactly, Yaakov. So the Shach in Siman Kuf Tes picks up on this. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Tes, off that Mechaba that talks about the basic din of Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Mino, so the Ramah says, the Chozek Shin is Ari B'Mino, Abel Shalo B'Mino, V'Ein Makiro, Afilu yavesh, b'yavesh tzarech shishim. Notice, it's clear from the Ramah that yavesh b'yavesh min b'mino doesn't require shishim. He says, a special thing, yavesh b'yavesh b'sheino mino, oh, then, even yavesh b'yavesh, you still need shishim, right? So what's the need for shishim? It says the Shah, because of Marai, that's the Chumash HaDeshah and the Shari Dura, sounds like you only need it as a chumah d'rabbanan. But tzarachim, but Tosim say, "Well, over in a paragid anasha, Tosim psachim, and in chulin the mashma osam tuba shetzarach samach midaraisa." Tosfos is mashma that you need it in a Torah, and the Marai agrees to Tosfos. So he says it's a pella. It sounds from the Yardeh, from Sefer Truma, that it's a chumah d'rabbanan. Says the Shaf, will lean near a kedibre harav, kedimash of the sefer atruma. The tour lahedid lohavi elam midrabanan. The Shaf says, I think it's only a chum midrabanan. The Marai and Tosas say that it's Daraisa, and the Shach says Nitaz, and the Shach says that it's only Darabonah. Okay, Machloikis. So let's say Tosfos holds it's Daraisa in our Torah, and the Shach says that it's only Darabonah. What do you think it should be? Yes.
Is this only where it's not Maki or in general?
Okay, what's the case over here? Some of the Talmidim came over to me in Seder and said, well, what's the case of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino? If it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein, if you have different things, you have meat and potatoes, and it's Yavish B'Yavish, so just take the Isser out. Take the potato, whatever you have there, right? You have something of Isser, something of Hedder, so just remove them. So the Shach actually addresses that. You got to find the case. If not, the whole thing makes no sense. Right? The first rule of Tarovis is that if the Isser is Niker, it's not Bottle. You got to take it out. So the Shach says it's one of two possibilities. This is the Shach in Sukkot and Ches. The Shach says, Shalom aminos v'not shenifrach lechatichos dakal she'ein Niker ben zeh lezeh tur. So he quotes from the tur that first of all, we might be talking about what's called kemach bekemach. That's a loshon the poskim had. Kemach bekemach. Flour with flour. Flour with flour? What is that? It means the pieces are so small that you can't see them. They're ground up. They're made so small that you can't see them. So it happens to be it's min b'shein omino. They're two different minim, and it is yavish b'yavish. There's no transfer between the two things, but you can't separate them. It's just ridiculous, right? You can't. The things are too small. So that's a tarovus where the isser is not nicker, and it's going to be bottom. Okay, even though it's min b'shein omino, it's two different types, but you can't see it because it's so small. And the Shach has a very interesting pshat. He suggests, you know, maybe it's where the pieces are not so small. The pieces are nicker. So the pieces are nicker. Why don't you throw out the isser? He says, no, maybe we're talking about B'chai Gavna, like let's say you shechted a behema, right? There's a behema, besar oaf, and something else, right? Or behema with besar, there's a little bit of besar behema, and there's besar oaf. Let's say even three things, whatever, and you know that one item was not shechted properly, but you don't know which one. Someone comes to you and says, you know, Gevald, they were shechting, and then the shechted, you know, made a mistake. It's a nevela. So you say, okay, great, I'll just take it out. He said, but I don't remember which one was not shechted properly. The isser is not yadua. It's nicker, but it's not yadua. You don't know which one is aser. That's also a case where it can be bata. That's tarovis min b'she'eino mino. So min b'she'eino mino, these are two different items, but yet it's Eino Nika. This is Eino Nika because you just don't know which one it is. That's also Mimbashay no Mina. Yavish be Yavish. What's the din? So comes the Shach and says, Midrabana ni Shisha. The Tosa says it's a din daraisa. Which Shita makes more sense? So Lechora claimed the Rav. Lechora, they're arguing about this point. The Shach is assuming what? The Shach is assuming that the purpose of Shishim, Mimbashay no Mina, is to be Masag Tama Isa B'Metzias. So if it's to be Masag Tama Isa B'Metzias, do you need Shishim in a Torah by Yavish B'Yavish? There is no Tama Isa Nirgash. There's a mixture, but there's no Tama Isa, so in a Torah you shouldn't need Shishim. But you're Rabbanan, you need Shishim, Akzeira, Otu Mimber Shein Amino, where there will be a Tam. But there is no Tam here at all, so in a Torah you don't need Shishim. The Shach L'Shitoso. Shach L'Shitoso says the whole din of Shishim is Silo Tama Isa B'Metzias. Right, Nafkamina number one, remember, is Basar Shmaz Linan, or Basar Taima. Right, the Rama says Shma, and Shach says Taima. Shach says it's all about Tam. Tarovis of Mimbashein Omino. Yavesh b'yavesh, right? Batul b'shishim. Tosfos says min haTorah. Shach m'derabbanan. The Shach's linked up. M'derabbanan because he says there is no tam ha'issa. There can't be a chiyuv min haTorah for shishim over here. It's all about tam. And that's why earlier, in terms of defining what's min b'shein amino, Shach says it's all about tam. It's not about shein. Yes.
Does the Shach have to hold like Rav Eyal Tam by Batul B'Shishim Lach Lach Ben B'Shein Amino? Because otherwise it would be a Derabana to Derabana.
That's an excellent question. We talk at Esther, right? That was our whole point. That the Rambam who holds that Tam Keker is Drabbanan like Rashi, so why should he say Midrabbanan by Min Bemin Olach Balach you should need Shishim? Right? Remember that Kasha? Because that's a Gzera L'Gzera. Because Tam Keker itself is only Drabbanan. So Min Bemin Olach Balach is a Gzera Drabbanan. Otu Min B'Shein Omino. That's only a Gzera Drabbanan too. That you might come to eat the Isser itself. So how can the Rambam say Min Drabbanan you should need Shishim by Min Bemino? So we said the Rabbanan that the Rambam holds Min Bemino Lach Balach need Shishim not al Gzera, but rather because we're afraid that you might not have the right shear. Right? That was the whole. That's an excellent question. What you just said. So Lachora yes, and Taka the Shach does pass in like the Rabbeinu Tam. That was the Shach in Sukkot and Vav. Like you saw before, it's in Sadi Chesvav, the Shach does say the Rabbeinu Tam is there. He's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says by Nishbach. There's a chilik between min b'shein amino and min b'mino. What's the chilik? Sveka d'araisa l'chumra, sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. So tam keker must be d'araisa. And that's why by nishba, for min b'shein amino, we have to go l'chumra. Exactly. The Rav pointed out that there's a third area that seems to be related to this. What's the third area? There's a case that the Shulchan, that the Ramah has. What happens in a situation where you have midi da avidi l'taima? That's a phrase that the post can have. Let's say you have something, dover shano same tam biyose mishisha. Something that's no same tam more than shisha. What could that be? Well, let's say you have melach, the tavlin salt, and some kinds of spices. Right? That even if you have shisha, it still is no same tam. So comes the Ramah at the end of Siman Tzariches. Ramah, where is this? Oh, this is page 8. Ramah at the end of Siman Tzariches says, "Kolo yisurim hanog in bisman hazeh kulam isbatlan b'shishin, uvad chametz v'pesach v'yayin esach." Kol Yisurim HaNoag in Bisman Hazeh. What does it mean, Noag in Bisman Hazeh? What there's a part of the Torah that's not being left. So the Gaon in Bir Agra says, he means Lafuke Tevel and Truma. Tevel and Truma in Chutz La'aretz, they're talking in Chutz La'aretz. They didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz La'aretz, Tevel and Truma are not Noag anymore. He says, Tevel and Truma, Tevel is B'mashu, Tevel is only is not Batel, because it's a dover sheyesh l'matirin, remember? Tevel, you can be matir by being matir shumas semaisis. And trum is not batal b'shishim either, it's batal b'meya. It needs meya midravon. So all these sermanonog, b'sman hazeh, says the Ramah, are going to be batal b'shishim. So that means, as opposed to tevel and trum, that have other shiurim. Except for chametz v'pesach, chametz v'mashu, yayin esach v'mashu, etc. Okay? Says the Ramah, b'batsho yisrein ha nosin tam b'kedera, but it can't be nosin tam. If the item is no same time, you have shishim, but the thing is still no same time. Afilu be'elef lo batil kozman shemargish in time mode, and even be'elef is not going to be batil. V'lochei melach v'tavlin midvarm davidu l'taima. If the salt, the tavlin are very powerful, and you can taste them, even though you have shishim. He keeps on saying asur machmas atzman. That means it's not just that there's a blia of iser inside the melach, like this dam inside the melach. No, if the melach or the tavlin are asur machmas atzman, like the Shach explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, in asur machmas atzman kagon. What's the next word? Next one you know is tavlin, but we don't have the next page. Kagon tavlin umelach shel avodazara o shel orla, right? Tavlin of orla, right? So the tavlin. The first 3 years, it grows from the ground. It's also machmas atzmo. It's not that something was no sin tavlin. The tavlin is also by itself. So if the tavlin is also tzad atzmo, then einam b'teilim b'shishim. If it's a midi davi l'taim, if it's no sin tam even more than shishim, then it's not going to be batel. It's batel until you get rid of the tam. So you hear that this is going to play a role over here, right? It's clear that. The Isser is not going to be bottled until the Tam is gone. That certainly sounds like the purpose of Bittel is to be Masag the Tam of Isser b'metzias. Hold your horses. What does the Shach say? Afilu be'elef lo batil chesukam chavtes kasa be'isa v'heter ha'orach klal chafei dehainu midirabon. Isavata says, what kind of a din is this? That if it's still no sing tam, it's not going to be batil, shishim's not enough, it's a chumid rabbah. Min HaTorah, it's taka batil, b'shishim. Even though the tam is nirgash, min HaTorah, it's still batil. Zokter kiveger, the Haran kosov shehu daraisa. The Ran says that it's daraisa. So what exactly is the context of the Ran? It's complicated. But at least there's someone who seems to say that it's daraisa. But the Shach quotes the Isavata, who says that it's only the Rabbanah. So, Zokter Rav, it sounds like this issue should also hinge on this question. That's what it sounds like. Certainly sounds like if you hold it's only the Rabbanan, if you hold it's only the Rabbanan, then Shishim couldn't be an issue of Bittel Tama Issa, of Sila Tama Issa B'Mitzius, because if that's the case, Minatari you should need. Minatari shouldn't be Bittel. There's a Tama Issa, right? You have Shishim. And nevertheless, the melech and the tavan can still be nirgash. So if you hold this halacha that even be'elef, it's not going to be batel, until the tama iser is gone, if that's a din daraisa, like the Ran, that's playing into our idea that the purpose of bittul b'shishim is to get rid of the tam. So if it didn't work, minatari, it's still aser. It's not going to be batel. But if you hold it's only a chumra drabanan, so you're more likely to say like the mechudishtik approach, like the other approach, that really bittul b'shishim is only a bittul b'rov. So once you're mevatel b'shishim, that's enough. Midrabanan, Chazal said, if the tam iser is still going to be nirgash, then it's not going to be bittul. Min HaTorah, though, it's already bittul because you had the sheer bittul b'rov. The greater rov, the rov gadol, the shishim. That's what you would imagine. Yeah, but what's the problem with this approach? What's the problem to say that? Shach is not l'shidoso. He's a steer in shachs. Lo batel be'elef, right? Lo batel. Say that better. Lo batel at she batel atam. Lo batel at she batel atam. Why? So the shach says min rabbana. Rabbi Kiva Eger says min haTorah. The Shach doesn't work out over here. Shach doesn't work out. So comes the Prima Gadam and he suggests something else. This you have to explain differently. Why is it only a Chumra Rabbanan? According to the Shach, Min HaTorah, you should still say that it's Aser until you're Mevatel the Tam, until you're Mesalik the Tam. So that's the Prima Gadam I gave you in the Psicha Koleles, the Tarovis. He says, V'tzorach Loma the Tam Kolosh Lo Aser Torah. You have to say that when the Rama is talking about a situation where it's still no sin tam, even though you have shishim, that tam, that's not tam ke'ike derais. Tam ke'ike derais is only until shishim. That's where you have a strong tam. But whatever residual tam you have above shishim, that's not derais. That's the rabbanan, and that's what the issa v'heter meant. That avada shishim, according to the Shach, shishim is to be mevatel the tam o'issa, the tam o'issa b'mitzias. But the Iker Tamo Isser is this Batel B'Shishim. This Chumrah that the Isser is not going to be Batel, but still no Sin Tam after Shishim, that's a Chumrah that even though the Tam is not so powerful, but there's a residual Tam, there's a Tam Kolish, there's a weaker Tam that it's still no Sin after Shishim, Midrabanan, it's not going to be Batel. Min HaTorah, though, it's Batel because the Iker Tam is gone, but Avada, according to the Shach, the purpose of Batel B'Shishim is to be Masalga Tam Isser B'Mitzias. Okay, so this is not such a nafkamina. This was a purported nafkamina, but it doesn't quite work out. But the Rav pointed out that there's a fourth and final nafkamina before we get back to the Rashi book. Rav said, Shitas Rashi, that Tzadiches Amid Aleph, might be a nafkamina to Shai as well. What does Rashi say? So we've seen this Rashi multiple times, but I never made reference to it. I never made a big deal out of it. But we saw this already. Right, the Gemara in Tzadiches Amid Beis, quotes Machlokas Amarayim according to Bar Kapara. Now, within Bar Kapara, what's the din? Do we say Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah is B'Shishim or Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'Meyah? Right? This is your favorite sugya. Zra B'Sheila, right? We love that sugya. We love every sugya. Right? So the Gemara quotes Rabchia Bar Abba B'Shem Bar Kapara that Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'Shishim. Now, what's he talking about? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, Mim B'Shem Amina. Right? Mim B'Shem Amina. Zro b'sheila happens to be min b'mino, but Reb Chiya bar Abba is quoting Bar Kappara, who extrapolated from Zro b'sheila to min b'sheino. That's how Tosus explains, right? But we're talking min b'sheino mino. So comes Rashi, and he has a whole sheer kloli over here. He gives you like a whole bunch of cases where it's going to be b'shishi. What do I mean? He says, first of all, hecha debad kinei v'lo yohiv taino. Let's say you check the tarovis, the kfeila armah checked that he tasted the tarovis, and it's not nosim taino. Inami lekala mekam atayma could go on min b'mino. Or I'll give you another case. Let's say you can't taste it. It's min b'mino, so the tam is not nirgash. You need shishim. The cases of shishim that Rashi talks about are, let's say you tasted it, it's not nosim tam, min b'sheno mino, or min b'mino, where it's lekala mekam atayma. You can't tell the taste. And then he adds a third case. Aval hecha debatine v'yoev taima le'olam taima lo batu. But let's say you have shishim and you taste it and it's, you can still perceive the taste even more than shishim, so then it's not going to be batel. That's what we learn from Zohar B'Shel. That's a din d'oraisa, he says. Three halachas here. If you taste it and it's not nosin tam, you need shishim. Right? If it's not nosin tam, you need shishim. If it's lekala meka mataima, you can't taste it at all because it's min b'mino, you need shishim. And if you have shishim, right? If it's yohiv taima, even if you have shishim, it's not going to be bottle anyway. What is going on again? First of all, Rashi says, let's say the kfeila tastes it and he doesn't taste anything. You need shishim. Why should you need shishim? Why should you need shishim? That's Tosis kasha. Tosis kol yisur shabbat tov shishim pirish b'kon just afkilo yohiv taima by shishim ve'ein nirah. Tosis, well, what are you still talking about? If the kfeila tasted and there's no tam, so there's no need for shishim. Why should Rashi say that there's a need for shishim? And then Rashi says min b'mino where lekel amekam atayma, you also need shishim. Min haTorah. Why should you need shishim? You can't taste the issa. Why should you need shishim? So the Rav, Rashi holds the purpose for shishim must be not just to take away the taste. Because even where there is no taste, or the taste is not perceptible, i.e., even if the kfeila tasted it, and he says there is no taste, we know there's no taste, or min b'mino, where the taste is not perceptible, Rashi still requires shishim. What does he need shishim for? What does he need shishim for? Zokhtar Rav, Rashi is saying the same vart, the same idea, but just with a twist. Rashi says, avada by a tarovis of min b'she'eno min alach balach, you need shishim, not to get rid of the tam. Because even if the kfeila tastes it and he says there is no tam, you still need shishim. But even lach balach min b'mino, right? Lach balach min b'mino, you also need shishim min haTorah. Right? This is the extra prat. Right? Min haTorah, you need shishim lach balach min b'mino. That's Rashi's extra chiddush over there. But leave out that second point. Just let's take the first case. The kfeila tasted and he says there is no time over here. Says Rashi, you still need shishim. Why? Because this is min b'sheino mino. And if it's a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, lach balach, Rashi holds that you need a greater din bittul b'rov. You need a bittul b'rov. And what bittul b'rov do you need? You need a rov of shishim. It's rov plus. Super rov. Super rov. Bittul b'shishim really is super rov, according to Rashi. So if it's super rov, it's not to be masal de tama iser b'metzias. It doesn't matter that there's no tam. The reality is, this is a tarovus of lach balach. It's a tarovus lach balach min b'sheino mino. So Rashi says that you need shishim to have the super rov, to have a bittul b'rov. So even if the tama iser is not nirgash, it's going to be a problem. But said the Rav, you see from the last part of Rashi that Rashi really holds there at state din over here. Rashi also says that the Tama Isra is going to be near Gashim even after Shishim, there's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Once you have the Shishim, you have your Bittul Rav, everything should be okay. So Rashi holds it's state din. Shishim is midin, Bittul Barov, super Rav, but it's also to get rid of the Isra. It's both. So even where there's no tam ha'isr negarish, the kfeila tastes it and he says there's nothing there, I still need shishim. But conversely, if it is no sin tam, if the tam ha'isr is still there even after shishim, you got a problem too, because it's really both points according to Rashi. So the fourth nafkamina is, let's say, tam ha'isr eino nirgash, al yedei kfeila. Right? The kfeila, the goyish baker, Taisi says there is no tama issa. So Rashi holds tzarek shishim. Tosa says no. Tosa and chul. So Rashi says you need shishim because Rashi holds that there is this din of bittul v'ra. But Rashi happens to hold Sfei Dinim, as we described. I'm not going to put it on the board. Rashi holds Sfei Dinim. And that's why he'll say that if it's still no Sin Tam, even more than Shishim, then you're still going to have a problem. Okay, these are the issues that hinge on this question. Is Bittul B'Shishim at Harovah Salach B'Lach Min B'Shin Amino, is that to get rid of the Tam Eser of the Metzias, or is it a super Bittul B'Rov? Super Bittul B'Rov. Said the Rav, the Rashba probably is taking this second approach as well. Nochamo, the Kasha, the Shachar against the Rashba, is how can he say Salek es she'eno mino k'mi she'eno, put the Tarov es she'eno mino on hold, and be mevatel the iser min b'mino, and once the iser is mevatel min b'mino, then there's going to be no problem. I thought the Rashba says that by bittel of min b'mino, it's not nefach lios hetter. By bittel of min b'mino, we don't transform the iser at the hetter. It's not k'mi she'eno. So it's not k'mi she'eno. How's it going to help me? How's it going to help me for the Tarov es min b'shen amino? The Tarov, the Isser of the case of min b'shen amino, the whole problem of min b'shen amino is that the Tamo Isser is going to be nirgash in that Tarov es, and I still have Isser over here. I still have Isser. It's bottle min b'mino, but the reality is it's not gone. It's not k'mishen. It's here. Aslina Masaruba tells me that I can eat it, right? But it's still here. It's not k'mishen. So if it's not k'mishen, then min b'shen amino is going to be a problem. The Rav, you misunderstood the purpose of shishim min b'shen amino. The Rashba says even min b'shen amino, the reason why you need shishim bittul b'shishim is like a din bittul b'rov. It's a super rov. So if the purpose of the bittul b'shishim by min b'shen amino is not to get rid of the tam, the purpose of bittul b'shishim min b'shen amino is not to get rid of the tam. It's just a super rov because the iser is chashav. So if that's the case, then taka the bittul of min b'mino can help you from min b'shen amino. The whole kasha we had is that you're trying to use one type of bittul to solve a different problem. The bittul of min b'mino is a din bittul b'rov. It's a halachic bittul. The bittul of min b'shen amino is to get rid of the tam b'metzias. So how can bittul b'rov solve the problem of getting rid of the tam iser b'metzias? So according to the Rosh, it's great. The iser is nefach lios hetter. Then there is no tam iser. But according to the Rashba, if you assume that the iser still is there, how are we going to solve the problem? One type of bittul is not going to help for the other type of bittul. Dr. Rav, the Rashba holds that even bittul b'shishim is like a bittul b'rov. It's super rov. But once min haTorah, it's batel b'rov min b'mino, then min haTorah, there is a din bittul b'rov on this iser. So it's not going to aser min b'sheinu. Okay, so this vart of the Rav, beautiful idea of the Rav, can explain not only these other four shittas that we discussed, but the Rashba as well. That if you assume bittul b'shishim is a super bittul b'rov, then perhaps we can explain why Salek can work not just in the direction of the Gemara, but also in the opposite direction as well.